Whoa now, what's happening? This the Maniacal Minutes, Kyle Smith, speaking from the future about the past and the present. Splurge, save, motivate. Things get difficult, but we still go on. Listen up and enjoy these words. You can follow me at Maniacal Minutes on Instagram at maniacalminutes.com. That's ManiacalMenace.
It's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Boom. And we're back. What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome back, goddammit, to another edition of Tell Me a Joke, the Guideline of Chasing the Dream. I'm your host of Maniacal Minutes, Kyle Smith. Say it like a pimp named Sickback, you say the whole thing. Yeah, and we in this thing once again. Okay, boom, part two. Part two to the part ones. All right, back-to-back balls for that ass. Let them know, GG, let them know. Man, it's, how y'all doing? This is the splurge. Last time we saved ourselves, now we must splurge. There comes a time once every year where people get a substantial amount of money, usually around tax season, especially in black people, where they splurge. Lock your doors, hide your kids, hide your wife, because they raping everybody out here. Something like that. Whatever. How y'all doing? How's everybody? We good? Is everybody doing okay? Do y'all even answer me back when I say this? LeVar Burton, he breathes with everybody. He's like, if y'all want to take a deep breath with me. Begin. And that didn't smell bad. That didn't smell bad at all to say I have coffee breath. I have coffee breath because you know I'll be on my coffees when I get this. When I start doing these, I'll be on my coffee and I do my coffee shit, you know. I definitely ramble on a lot more when I am on my coffee. And I do enjoy my coffee. My dad and them, they get coffee from church. And yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I mean, I'm not a really coffee connoisseur or nothing like that. I'm not a sommelier. I don't know. You call coffee people that are coffee connoisseurs sommeliers? Is a sommelier a connoisseur of whatever? Do you put just the whatever that they're good at and then sommelier after that? Or a sommelier just a person? I think a sommelier is just somebody that knows wine or whatnot. I don't know. Don't quote me on the things that I say, okay? Just understand that, you know, I know some words, and then some words I don't. So, you know, it's not like I have a dictionary in front of me. Yeah, but, ooh, how is everyone? Is everyone good? There we go. Let's do this. I wanted to, this hasn't came on yet. But I wanted to share this with everybody. Rufio. Y'all remember Rufio? Y'all remember Rufio? damn, I got the coughs. I got the clear of the throats today. I'm not really sure what's going on. I know where I'm going. I just, give me a second. Give me a fucking second. God damn. All right. There's something specific that I would like to talk to y'all about. And, it really interests. There we go. Do y'all know who Rufio is? Y'all remember Rufio from Hook? Fucking, he also played another shit, but that's my childhood nostalgia. Rufio, fucking Rufio. Oh, he fought Peter Pan and shit. Robin Williams. Remember Robin Williams? My favorite, one of my favorite comedians. Played fucking Peter Pan in Hook, the movie Hook, where he had to think happy thoughts. And yeah, the Lost Boys and all that. And the little fat kid that fucking interlocked his knees and bent them back the other way and then rolled down the fucking ramp and did a bowling pin strike on all of the bad guys. Do y'all remember that? Well, Rufio's, he's a poet. He does a whole bunch of shit. But he also does poetry. And he's done this poetry on a show called Mars Variety Show. Now, I say that to say this. Mars Variety Show? What is Mars Variety Show, Kyle? All right, and then this is how life is going for this nigga here. All right, boom. On my journeys, this is you know, dreams of nostalgia and being able to meet your childhood stars or whatnot. Funny thing, this person that I'm about to explain to you, I've met him before I did a play with Honey Tangerine, and this is Remy D's partner. She's a burlesque performer, and basically it was on the show that we did, Stephen King's a parody, Tit. Instead of it, it's Steve King's Ticked, and basically I've done burlesque. So what happens is what they like to do, these burlesque performers, they like to take parodies of certain things that they do enjoy, and you know, write scripts and stuff, and you know, perform them and everything. And I'm usually the go-to black guy for them, because I don't mind taking my clothes off, and I'm a pretty good actor. And Remedy, she was one of those people that was on the Stephen King's Tit performance with me. And her partner, when people say partner, I'm like, is this your old man or whatnot? I don't know. It's still, certain pronouns and stuff still get me, you know, that I'm not really sure. Do y'all swing? I don't know how this... What do y'all do? Y'all fucking? Y'all fucking, ain't y'all? I think that's what it is. I'm not really sure, but... He's got him a good one. Now, Mars Variety Show. Basically, the Mars Variety Show is a variety show that's been put together by an old school actor named Jason Marsden. And Jason Marsden had Dante Brasco. Dante Brasco is Rufio. He had Dante Brasco on his show. And he also reached out to me. Well, Remy D reached out to me because he's seen me before. But Remy reached out to me for the poet. I reached out to her because she put out a post saying that, you know, she needs poets and all that. And I'm like, oh yeah, of course. Let me reach back out. You know, I don't deal with the internet too often, but when I do see something that I'm pretty sure I can, you know, get into, I reach out. So I did. I reached out to her, and she's like, "Oh my God, of course! Like, why wouldn't I have thought of this as well?" And she put me in touch with Jason Marsden. Now, Jason Marsden, who is the creator of the Mars Variety Show, which is, it's a nice eclectic show. Y'all should really check it out. Like, check out the show. It's freaking cool. He's in the season 2. Why did I say that? It's fucking cool, okay? He's in season 2 of it already. First season is 6 episodes. He's doing it like a regular TV show, but you got to understand who this person is. Basically, if you, who Jason Marsden is, I'm really playing this out just so y'all can be like, who the fuck is Jason Marsden? You go ahead and Google that. I'm gonna keep pandering on so you can go ahead and probably Google his name right now and be like, nigga, that nigga? Yeah, that nigga. All right, so Jason Marsden, basically who Jason Marsden is, like the first time I seen him, I'm like, you look very familiar, but I don't know why you look so familiar to me. Like, it's very strange that it seems like I've known you or I've grown up with you somewhere. But I'm not sure where. I'm not sure where just yet. And then, you know, I'm like, but whatever, you know, I'm always here to help out or to get on something to expand my art, especially on other platforms, TikTok and Triller coming soon. But you know, I definitely wanted to reach out and Like, she put me in touch with Jason Marston. And basically, who Jason Marston is, if y'all remember Step by Step? Yeah? Does anybody remember Step by Step? Step by step, day by day. Different hands over and feet from day to day. The people we fall, stand up we say. To make it better the second time around. That's Days Go By. The days go by. It's the bigger love and family. I'm getting fucking Step by Step and Family Matters mixed up. Sorry about that. If y'all have any questions or anything concerned about me, please like and subscribe to my YouTube or whatnot and Spotify. You can find me on everything. Or you can just leave a comment on maniacalminutes.com. You can do that. Or you can go to maniacalminutes26@gmail.com and give me an email and tell me how things have been going. He was one of the, is he the brother? What was he? What did he play? Let's see. Jason Christopher Marston is an actor, voice actor, director, and producer who has been official voice of Max Goof since 1995, after Dana Hill's death in 1996. Oh, he was Max off of Goofy Movie. Oh, nigga, what? An extremely goofy movie in 2000. He played on Hocus Pocus, Spirited Away, Tarzan. Come on now. This is, you know what? Step by Step. He was on Step by Step. Okay, and he was, let me get this right. There we go. Oh, he was also on Boy Meets World. Who were you on Step by Step? I just want to get it right. I think he was. Gimme. Where we at? Don't worry. I'm looking. Y'all probably found it faster than me. But my thumbs is fat and they thick and they don't move as fast. I sometimes have to get him. Ah, he was Rich. He was Rich from Step by Step. Anyway, man, nostalgia. Okay, Step by Step, boom. Fucking 1991 to 1998. He was one of the kids that played on Step by Step. This is that nigga. Okay? You understand that Step by Step was my goddamn fucking Friday, was it TGI Fridays? Who cares? Seven seasons. Get it in, Jason. Yeah. And that's when it hit me. I was like, oh, motherfucker, that's why I feel as if I know you. I feel as if I've grown up with you. Motherfucker, you was your boy from Step by Step. It's like, what are we doing here? Like, I wish I can give y'all more information on how, but it's been a very long time since I've seen Step by Step. I might actually go down the nostalgia road and probably start watching again My Cousin Skeeter, Step by Step, Family Matters. I might start watching Family Matters. Rock. I'll probably start watching Rock again. Oh, y'all remember fucking My Brother and Me? Ah, yeah. I actually went to the set of My Brother and Me in Nickelodeon Studios, and we seen them filming. When My Brother and Me first came out, we got to see me and my brother and me got to see them film My Brother and Me, and my brother got to taste the slime. I didn't get to taste the slime. He got to taste the slime. For some reason, he got chosen and I didn't get chosen, but it was still fun. It was still a good time. He got slime, then he got to taste the slime and shit. Do y'all remember What Would You Do? You remember that shit? Yeah. And the show with Billy the Answerhead? Yeah. God damn it. Now, I always do this. I always do this. But do y'all remember Billy the Answerhead? There it is. Ha ha! Figure it out. What happened to those shows? What happened to those shows, man? Like, I want those shows to come back. Like, I don't even know how I got that deep into shit like that. But do y'all get it? Do y'all get it? Like, this is my childhood, man. Fucking the 90s was the shit. All right, 91 to 98, 7 years. Bitch, 95 was a great year. Come on. Where are we at in life? Where y'all at? Are y'all still trying to win? We still winning out here. We still striving to be the best, because you got to say your affirmations. God damn it, this has been nice. And yes, I've submitted no clue when it's gonna come out, but by the time this comes out, it might have came out in one of the seasons already, if he decides to play it or not. But what I did for him is I did a poem for him, and I did a poem about Cowboy Bebop, about Radical Edward, basically. And boom, this is how it ties it all in, because Radical Edward, he's the androgynous chick from Cowboy Bebop. She was a space hacker. She could fucking hack anything, and she was an orphan. She always was around barefoot and everything, and basically, I wrote Radical Edward. I wrote this poem for, all right, and here we go again, for Blue Stockings, poetry and burlesque and poetry, burlesque meets poetry, poetry meets burlesque, or whatnot. And basically, the first time we did this, they took our pieces of poetry and they did burlesque acts to them, like they did my eyebrows and my bidet poem. Like, is it okay to say that I feel some type of way about my bidet? You know, two squirts, skeet, skeet, and I'm fresh all day. Let this glorified booty hole bless that face. Can you guess that taste of the mess that makes? I'll be the best at dates. Because the back end of the flatulence smell like cheese, crackers, and grapes. All right? Now, that's the bidet poem. If you want to see it, it's on my Instagram and it's on my YouTube and all that. But check it out. Yeah, I did that, and they did a burlesque act to it, and it was amazing. And they also did a burlesque act to my eyebrows, so they decided to switch it up. And it's Piccola Tushy. She decided that this is her Blue Stockings, this is her event, and she decided to switch it up. And she decided to have, instead of them doing acts to our poetry, we wrote poetry to their acts. And one of the acts that I had was Sophie LaBear. All right, Sophie LaBear, check her out. She has a cosplay burlesque act, Radical Edward, and she is Radical Edward. And so I watched Cowboy Bebop, and I did my research, found out who Radical Edward was, and I did a poem about Radical Edward called Dystopian Madness. And I also do sign language in the beginning of it. Die, stop, I, a person. The inner demons are scheming and seeming that they won't stop searching. The harvested hearts of the heathen, humunculean, half-European human beings is worth it. Mobbing for the orphans that'll never see the surface. Robbing for a purpose. Hacking at your service. Internet, out of net, I traverse it perfect. But reverse the urges and insert my insurgents, because Satan be lurking. He brings the madness. Okay, now that's Dystopian Madness. And it goes on further than that. But just understand, I'm nice with it, my nigga. So, you know, yeah, it was great that I could do that. So he wanted to do a Halloween edition or something like that. He has different themes for each one of them, and y'all should check it out. And that's what I did for him. So by the time you do hear this, go check it out. Go check out the Mars Variety Show, and you know, like and subscribe. Like and subscribe to my shit too, man. Michael Minutes Comedy. I'm trying to do more shit. I'm building a team out here in Texas. You know, we doing some shit, and things are starting to shape the fuck up. Now, the reason this is the splurge, after we done saved, we worked hard, we saved. Now, you get to go ahead and you get to splurge on yourself from time to time, and this is what I did. I fucking splurged, okay? I splurged on my goddamn self. Like, it's splurging so much that, like, the splurging don't even stop. Nigga, my fucking car is back in the shop because my clutch was going out. This is what happens when you buy a fucking used car and it's a fucking standard. So basically, you don't know how many miles is on that clutch until it starts to wear out. And it's like, oh, well, it was that time. And my car is in the shop right now. I'll probably get it back Friday. But guess what? It's going to be like $2,000, all right? $2,000, a little bit more than that, just to get my shit fixed. But, this is what we work for. I don't want to continue splurging, but, you know, I seen it coming, but I thought I had more time. Apparently, I didn't. And in the midst of me having my splurge, this is splurge. I decided that I was going to go to the mall. Like, usually I go to Greens Point Mall, which is the hood mall. And I explained about the hood mall. It's not the place that I want to go. It's not, I don't do fucking rhinestone. All right. Now don't rhinestone my jeans, like with the patches and the holes on them, with the piccolo patches on the front. Don't rhinestone my fucking jeans. All right. Like, I just want to wear some jeans that fit. And so I went to the Woodlands Mall. All right, now the Woodlands Mall, let me tell you. Oh my God, this mall is so big, it got a trolley that goes all the way around that motherfucker. It takes you everywhere through that thing, and it is amazing. Like, the mall's so big that they got a security, their parking lot security. Listen to this, okay? Their parking lot security. They don't ride in a car, in that security car. No, you can't really see much from that security car because it's low. Even if it was a truck, you still can't see above other trucks. So what they did for mall security at the Woodlands Mall out here in the fucking Woodland area, because I stay up in North Houston where all the white rich folks stay. These motherfuckers, they ride on horses, okay, because it's Texas, boom, you got a big security riding on a horse, seeing everything. I see through the entire parking lot, and that's when you got money, when you can just spend it on a motherfucker security riding on a horse, nigga. Dudley Do-Right looking ass, what the fuck? It's like, wow, this is amazing, and I never knew. I ain't never been there, and that mall like 12 minutes away from me. It's so close. This mall is so goddamn close, and it is so goddamn big, and it was just a joy to be in there. Like, I felt like I need to put my money towards this mall, you know, and so I went to a fucking Hot Topic. It's been so long since I've been to, no, Spencer's, no, Hot Topic. Hot Topic. I went to Hot Topic, nigga, because I bounce my topics that are hot, all right? And I got me some shirts, all right? Nigga, and it was, I got 3 shirts, and I was like, I don't know what to decide of the other ones that I want. You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to just come back and get me some more shirts, because, boom, I'm splurging, right? But then when I got to the front to go check out, they was like, oh, my God, you know what? If you buy one more shirt, if you buy a 4th shirt, you get the 5th one for free. I was like, get the fuck out of my face. Are you serious? So I had to. I was like, might as well get what I was looking for. And I did. And I went back and I was like, boom, my last shirt, my free shirt was that SpongeBob. All right, I'm gonna head out now because I'm done, nigga. Got me my shirts and I bounced out of that thing, man. Felt real good. Went in there, had a meeting with a friend. Like, we collaborating. We about to get it in. She cute too. She's really cute. Shout out to Legend. But yeah, she be on her shit, and that's Miss Hustle right there, nigga. She hustle, and she do construction, and I'm gonna talk about women in construction in a little bit, but, nigga, I splurged, and it felt great, alright? I got some Jordans that I still ain't wear yet, nigga, and I can't wait to put them. I can't wait to put these things on, nigga. I'm gonna be stunting my ass off, put some in the front so they don't crease and shit, nigga. I'm feeling like a real nigga from the fucking Heights, but It was nice. And then I needed to get me some more jeans, like the jeans that I got from Jimmy Jazz. Not Jimmy John's. Fuck Jimmy John's. I don't fuck with Jimmy John's. Jimmy John's is terrible. Like, why the fuck would you put all that mayonnaise on this cold ass sandwich? Like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? That's why y'all shit so fast, because y'all don't even heat up y'all goddamn sandwiches. Y'all just have goddamn. It's so gross. Jimmy John's is so gross. Like, Subway any day. Quiznos over Jimmy John's, all right? Subway over Quiznos now, but Quiznos over Jimmy John's. The fuck out of my face with your cold-ass cold cuts, man. Woo! Let me give me some cold cuts. I like Robert's, though. Robert's cold cuts, they're amazing. I'll be all over the place. But Jimmy Jazz, this fucking goddamn jeans that I finally found a pair of, and they were fucking $75 pair of jeans. Jesus Christ. It was too much for a pair of jeans. One pair of jeans? They thick as hell, though. They thick, nigga. My thighs be hot in these jeans. But I like them. And I'm glad I bought them. Because I was splurging. Splurge Okay. And I was happy to. I was happy to buy that. But then after that, after I left out of Hot Topic, I asked the dude, because one of the dudes was like, "Oh, I like your mask. It's dope." I know it is. Thank you, sir. Got them off of Amazon. After I went out of there, I was like, "Yo, where can I find these Piccolo pants at? I need the Piccolo pants, the ones with the little ridges on the front of them, and it looked like they ripped up and shit." Yeah, don't give me all them zippers, but you know, don't give me the crack. I don't want all that. I just prefer to have, you know, some nice jeans, some nice fitting jeans, because I don't want that baggy shit no more. It's not the 90s. The 90s was nice, but I shouldn't have wore those clothes because they were too big for me. I still can't fit those clothes that I wore in the 90s. It's crazy. Like, why would we wear things like that? But, you know, full circle. The cycle continues. And I definitely, he showed me some place. Zoomies was one of them or some shit like that. And then PacSun. PacSun, you did me right, all right? PacSun, you did me right. They had you get buy one and you get one half off. And I went there, and for the price of Jimmy Jazz jeans, all right, for the price of Jimmy Jazz jeans, they got me two pairs of jeans. Oh, get out of my face. What are we doing? We are splurging. That's what we're doing. And I felt good. Felt like a fish out of water. Sturgeon. Hey, where you at, Kyle? You all over the place? Bring it back, nigga. Reel it in. Woo! Yeah, but it was nice. It was nice. I was so glad to have gotten these jeans, and I put some shit together, ball. I put some shit together, nigga. I'm looking fresh now. Got me some tees, got me some t-shirts and shit, and shit. I have upgraded. Yes, I've definitely upgraded the wardrobe. I can't believe, you know, it's something else, man. I feel accomplished. I feel like an adult a little more. I feel like I can fit in, kind of, sort of, instead of just wearing. I've only had two pair of jeans that I would just go out in, and boom, that was it. I would just wear those everywhere. You can't just keep wearing those two pairs of jeans. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's denim, but fuck. I remember the good pair of jeans that I had. I got them from Banana Republic, because my ex used to work there, and she used to get discounts and shit, and she knew how to dress a nigga. She got me some shirts that were made in Jordan. Oh my God. These shirts made in Jordan, the material on them feels like a fucking pillow is floating on your back. Feels like goddamn little bitty massage angels are just all on your shoulders, just huffing and blowing on your shoulder blades. I love it. I love it. I really appreciate those shirts that she gave me. You know, but I can't keep wearing those jeans. And my second other pair of favorite jeans are the Vans jeans that I had. They're very stretchy, and they're form-fitting. They fit tight to the thighs. They hug them a bit, but I can still karate kick in them motherfuckers. So, you know, I like those jeans. But then I moved on. I got to meet some ripped jeans. Nigga, you can see my kneecaps and knees. You know, PacSun did me right. The pocket come out the bottom of one of the rips. That feels strange. I'd be wanting to tuck that little pocket in. I'm like, why is it now you can see my chapstick sitting out? Like, it's all on top of my thigh and shit. But yeah. Speaking of wardrobes, how y'all feel about overalls? Like, we gonna get to the subject of the construction, because niggas still wearing overalls on construction sites. Not everybody. I understand. It's got. I don't. It's just, you're still wearing a shirt under it, though. Like, it's not like you're just out here with overall tops on or something like that. No, you, like, in fashion, yeah, maybe LL Cool J that thing and wear one button off and one button on. But it's still a pair of overalls. Like, how y'all feel about overalls? Let me know. Like, would you wear it out, or would you work in overalls? Like, that's what they were there for. They have so many pockets on them that you could just put things in them but I don't know, though. I don't know why overall. Why motherfuckers still wearing overalls? I guess it's like a jumper. Like, some people wearing jumpers and shit. It boggles my mind. I know this dude that I work with now, he wears overalls. I work with this guy. Like, the guy that I seen last time, I didn't work with him. He just always wore overalls, and he was always moving. He looked like a motherfucker that knew what he was doing. Like, when you wearing overalls, you look like you know what you're doing. And basically, he knew what the fuck he know what the fuck he's doing. Like, this guy knows what he's doing. Like, but Are they comfortable? Are you uncomfortable? Do you have more than one pair, or is that your only pair you wear all week? Because I got a pair of pants, like my work jeans, my work BDUs, my dress downs, my work BDUs. I wear them all week. I do. Like, fuck what you're talking about. Like, they just, most of them are denim, but some of them are the cargo type with all the pockets. I love that. Like, I feel tactical when I wear these. I have tactical pants that I wear to work just because I like the pockets. I could put my Pop-Tarts in my pocket so I can snack on shit from time to time. You could put nuts and screws in there. I could fit water bottles in some of my pockets, you know, and they just are versatile. I like it. I like them, you know, and they breathe, they stretch, they shake. Air It Out, you know, fucking fabulous songs. That I feel good in them. I do. So, like, that's my overalls, basically. But I don't really see too many people wearing overalls. But what you do see a lot of now, which has been probably happening, but women in construction. Oh, my God. Now, you know you got to be a strong, independent woman if you're going to be in construction. And some of these women, they're out here, they own their own shit. They own their own company. These women are independent, owning their own goddamn company. And I love it. I love to see when there's a woman, like, besides the cleanup ladies that are on the site. Because all these niggas work under her. Boom. She control all these motherfuckers. And she got her nails done. Like, I'm speaking specifically to the one that I work with now. Like, she a sheet metal chick. She does the sheet metal and all that. And she got her own company. And she is the foreman of her company. And she's the one that goes out there. Like, did she start from the bottom and now she there? Or did she take over a business from, is she a widow? Like, how does this happen? How did this happen? Did she come up from the bottom to where this is where she's at now? Or did she just start her own company and this is what she does? Like, who knows? Who knows? Just like the chicks that are in football, and, you know, that's, it's just, I love to see it. It's a different take on life, because it's very rare to see women in construction. But when you do, you know, most people, this is what I like to say about it, because most people, they gawk, especially construction workers. Construction workers are disgusting, okay? Especially Spanish construction workers. These hectors out here, oh my goodness. They speak the language of love, but they are fucking gross. Like, everything they just whistle at. Like, sometimes, even if the old black niggas, the old heads, the ones that be fucking, that be buying the hookers and shit, ew, don't have the goddamn cleanup ladies come by. Don't have them come by. Oh, he hollering at all the cleanup lady. It don't matter what lady you is. He hollering at all of them. All right, let me tell you this story. They had this chick that was working there, and she a little lily white chick. All right. Now, she looked like she shaved her throat, and I don't give a fuck for this at all. Like, I'm versatile when it comes to dating around and all that now. But, you know, this is not somebody that I would have cared for. She real skinny. She real skinty, and she got a little meat on her butt, but that was it. It's not like I was looking hard, but you can see it in her face. Like, everybody wearing masks and all that, but when she take down her face, it look like she shaved her throat. And it's like, ew, bitch, what is you doing? Like, why you got fucking razor bumps all on your neck and shit? It just threw me off, man. This motherfucker, he was all in it. He was like, oh, I love this. I love that. Yada, yada, yada. I was talking sweet to her and shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He don't really know what she talking about. He just want to get some pussy. He was like, oh, I like that, Kyle. You know, I like that skinny shit, dude. I like, they used to call me Cat. And they say Cat. You know, I love that little skinny shit right there. That skinny shit, you know, when it's skinny like that, you can see the pussy from the back. I'm like, that's because she ain't got no meat on her ass. So what are you talking about? Like, why you like that? He's like, oh, yeah, I just want to put it on my face. I'm like, you disgusting, my nigga. Now, you wasting your money on the wrong thing. You got a whole wife and kids in another state. Like, nigga, you need to stop tripping. Calm down. She working. Let her work. No, you can't let the women work around that on a job site. Shit, when the cleanup ladies come, okay? On a job site, when you a cleanup lady, now, these cleanup ladies know what they doing, though. They know they going to get them a man. Like, especially cleanup ladies with big booties. Ooh, shit, bitch. You're going to get dinner bought every day. Lunch and dinner. Then you ain't gonna have to fucking fend for shit. Like, you're going to get a check on top of check. Like, because these niggas going to give you a check. And then you're going to get your check for working. Like, it's so crazy. They know what they doing. But understand that the cleanup ladies, all right, that's probably a job site worker 7. All right. She's a 7 on the job site just because they ain't got no other women around there. It's nothing but dicks and testosterone. She a 7 on the job site. But when she get off that job site, then is she like a 2.5, 3, nigga, probably a -1. Yeah. And you got your fucking, you got your construction eyes on when you're on the job site because you don't really see women. So when you do see them, it's like, oh, look who that is. Oh, she got a big old booty. But what her face look like, though? What has her personality? Huh? How you feel about that? Does she even speak English, my nigga? You don't give a fuck. You just want to stick your dick in something that you see. The first thing you see, you just want to stick your dick in. It's sad. It is. It is. But these women... Oh my God, I love to see it. I love to see it. And they still stay women. They stay women. They don't dance. They not all butch and shit. I'm pretty sure she got an old man now or something like that. And I wonder what an old man feels like that she works on a job site, on a construction site. Like, she gets hands on with her nails done. Her nails be clean, my nigga. Pointing that shit on the fucking blueprint. Look at this. Let me take this tape measure out. Man, it's so amazing. I love to see shit like that. I love to see the independence of a woman making her own. And it's just, you don't normally see that. It's not something that's, it's a rarity to come by, you know. Usually they're clean up chicks or something like that. But legend, shout out. She does construction and she's an operator. She worked her way up from not having to be around these niggas no more who just going to be gawking at her booty all day to where she operating heavy machinery, my nigga. Buck hoist, nigga, back holes, nigga, front holes, nigga, all the types of holes, nigga. All she, nigga, that's her. Bitch, what you need? You need something fucking dug up? I got you. Boom, she out there with the excavator, fucking scaling shit off. Nigga, she know what she doing. I love it. Love to see that shit. But, yeah, it's construction. You make money in construction. And she do just more than that. She do a whole bunch of shit. But yeah, she a little hustler. We getting a team together and everything, nigga. We rocking. So shout out to the women in construction. That's what I want to do. Whoop whoop. Shout outs. To stoop or not to stoop to the level of TikTok or Trilla. I'm gonna stoop to that level just to expand. I need to expand my market, I guess. That's just what I'm gonna do for more people to look at it. More people to look, more people to see it. Keep it easy on the eyes. Now you see how I flow that's into this where I'm going to say, you ever seen somebody easy on the eyes? Now I know I've mentioned Zayn before, and Zayn got the fucking pretty blue eyes, but no. You remember Adam's Family, how Morticia looked like she was always looking in the rearview mirror of something to where she always had this lighted rectangle box just in her eye region? Yeah. Some of these Hectors at work, I'm not sure where they're from. They might be Honduran. They might be from, you know, Guatemala. You know, I don't know. I'm not sure, but you can tell the heritage. Like, they got a nigga that look like Cheech Marin in that motherfucker. And they got a few motherfuckers that look like Cheech Marin. Like, they're like Asians. All of their faces kind of stay the same. They all kind of look alike a little bit. But they got certain motherfuckers that just got, like a Adam's family. What was the father's name? Anyway, that nigga, just a good... sexy Spanish man. That came out weird, but you get it. You ever seen a motherfucker easy on the eyes before? Like, just like, oh nigga, I can stare at your face all day. He look like a Mongol, like the Huns. He looked like Attila the Hun. Like, he looked like, you know, a fucking, he used to raid, rape, and pillage back then. He looks like one of the Huns, but he real easy on the eyes. Like, his eyebrows don't really connect, his face is smooth and shit, and it's like, damn, nigga, it's real delightful to look you in your pupils right now. This is so strange. Like, you real, like, I understand, like, you real easy on the eyes, my nigga. Like, Just look at me for a minute. I want to draw you. I want to draw that nigga. I don't know what it is Like, they not blue or nothing like that. Just the whole eye region. Nigga, you're easy on the eyes. Like, I don't mind having a conversation with you to where I don't understand what you're saying because you don't speak English. But, nigga, I get it. I fucking get it. It's weird. Check it out next time. I'll point it out. I'll point it out to one of y'all if y'all ever come up to me. Hey, is this person easy on the eyes? No. That not person's not easy on the eyes. This person's easy on the eyes. I'm doing a lot. Doing a lot of side projects. Got some shit brewing. I got some shit brewing. I applied for a credit card the other day. All right. I worked on that. You got to work on that credit. Okay. You definitely got to work on your credit. If you don't have a credit card at a young age, don't get a credit card at a young age. But if you get older, definitely understand that you need credit. You need to work on your credit. Okay. So how you going to do that if you ain't got no credit? Get a credit card and fucking work on that shit. But apparently I can't get a credit card because my credit is bad. So that is the answer to that. Yeah, that fucking sucks. I ain't got the answer back for that. But with this, the car, I was able to establish some type of credit on that to where I don't have to pay it outright, that whole 2 G's, just to get my clutch fixed and all that. So, you know, it's, we're working. I'm trying to be an adult in certain situations. It's just, this is life, man. This is what you got to do. And I still ain't been on stage yet, but we still writing. We still getting shit done. Shit is still getting accomplished. Don't feel that as if, you know, a motherfucker ain't doing shit. No, niggas always going to be doing shit. This is me doing shit right here. Nigga, this is what I do. I did an 8-hour day, nigga, 8.5, 9 hours today. Worked outside on a big ass place. Okay. These schools out here in Texas, this motherfucker school. Okay. This motherfucker had, they told me when I got there, they was like, hey, park by the softball field. I was like, the softball field, nigga, y'all have a field just for softball? It was a baseball field. They hecked us. They don't really know no better. But it was like, park by the softball field. And I'm like, what? So, nigga, I get out there, and now I'm taking loop-de-loops. Nigga. They got their own bus system. All the buses stay at the school, get operated at the school. Nigga, they got mechanics at the school that work on buses at the school. Nigga, we didn't get that in New Orleans. You don't get that in New Orleans. Understand that Texas is big, and understand that you need to leave New Orleans to actually see what amazing is, what money can do to a city, what a good school district can do for your kids. Like, understand that. Like, I had no idea. I kind of wish that I'd have got better academics. I kind of wish that, you know, I could have, the courts, all that. Nigga, what? Motherfucker, baseball field. They got a baseball field. And, of course, if they got a baseball field, they also got a football field. And then they got another baseball field just to take pitches on. Like, they got a baseball field with goddamn AstroTurf that they rake and shit, and they got to dig some brushes, and it's fake grass and all that, but it look extra pretty, and it's small, and I'm like, what the fuck is this for? Just for the fucking home team to take pitches and so and whatnot. And then on top of that, nigga, they got at least 3 tennis courts. It's like, okay, wow, nice tennis courts with the good green. And, yeah, a full track and field that goes around the football field. And places for you to do shot put and javelin, and long jump areas, like all that. They have every academic that you can probably use. And they probably got a swimming pool somewhere. I don't know. Like, the campus is so goddamn big. And it's just a fucking high school. Oh, man. They like their sports out here. They love their sports out here. It's wild, man. It's wild. I'm loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm having my McDonald's moments, okay? Like, this shit is something else. The newbies in my life, the new people, I'll let y'all know about that. Oh, yeah. Nostalgia Lane, Secret World of Alex Mack, My Cousin Skeeter. Yeah, car back in the shop. Got to get a new clutch. I let him know that, Kyle. You don't need to write that down anymore. Bad habits. Be careful of your bad habits. Oh, story time. I guess there's this thing that I've been doing. that right there, I've been doing that a lot lately. And if I know if I keep doing that, I used to do that a lot too. And it was a habit that I picked up because I kept doing it. And like I formed a fucking habit, and I couldn't stop doing it once I continued to keep doing it. And I'm making good time in the night. I'm getting bed early. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Can't wait to have some vagina in my face. That's also what I can't wait for. But anyway, vagina don't carry COVID, I heard. But anyway, yeah, be careful of those habits. Break those bad habits before they start. All right? Like, back when I was younger, me and my brother, we never really fought. I never really fought, got in fights with my brother and shit. But we would always play around. I remember one time I made a little bow and arrow out of a pin and some rubber bands. And my friend, he showed me how to do it out of a big pin. You drill a hole through a big pin with like your protractor. This is all school supplies that you can use to make this. And those big pins, they were easy to pull the top off. So you'd pull the top off, then you'd take the pin out, and then you'd take the ink pin portion, you'd take the cartridge portion out of there, and you would put the top back on. But before you put the top back on, you would pop out the bottom too. Pop out the bottom and take a rubber band, break the rubber band, stuff the rubber band in the top, and then stuff the top back on with the rubber band in there, and it makes a tight seal. And also stuff the bottom back on with the rubber band in there, and then you have the hole that you made with your protractor, and it's now you have the base of a bow and arrow. And then you take that pin, you take the fucking ink cartridge, and you put it through the hole, and boom, you got your little bow and arrow pin. Yeah, I used to be very destructive as a child. I used to make catapults out of spools and those little sucker poppers where you flip them one way and then you stick it on the table and then it reverts back into the original way and it pops up off the table. Yeah, I did that with a paper clip and some rubber bands. You wind it up, you put something on the end, and you fling that bitch and a little spool with that you put the string on. Yeah. They make use of catapults and shit. But yeah, I remember I shot him with one of those one day. And these little things were so powerful that it stuck in his leg. And yeah, ink poisoning. He didn't get ink poisoning, but still. I remember I stabbed LaShawn's baby daddy, Gerald, with a pencil. And I broke the lead off in his arm because he was fucking with me. And I think I was in like third grade at St. Anthony of Padua, where we used to do dances and shit. I remember I dressed up as a sailor and danced to In the Navy. And we still have this footage, VHS footage of me in preschool or kindergarten or something like that, dancing. I forget what grade I was in. Catholic school, though. They made you do crazy shit. We had fun times. Yeah, stabbed his ass and broke the lead off in his skin, and it stuck there. He's like, "Ow, Kyle, why'd you do that?" I was like, "Cause you fucking with me. Leave me alone. I ain't want to be fucked with. I think it was dress down day, and I ain't have a dollar, or I forgot that it was dress down day, so I didn't get to wear my jeans that day. Usually, you know, I've always been to school where I've always had to wear a uniform. Never got to wear my own shit. I always had to wear a uniform, and I forgot that day we got to wear jeans instead of having to wear the Dockers or whatnot, the khakis. And I was mad. I was upset. I didn't have my dollar neither, or you can do a dollar or a canned good. And yeah, I didn't get to wear my jeans, so I was mad. So I stabbed him with a pin in his arm, and I broke the lead off, nigga. Yeah. But, you know, my brother would always fuck with me and shit, and so I would fuck with him back. And I remember one day, I forgot what I did. I think I slapped the shit out of him or something like that. I think I slapped the shit out of my brother while he was asleep or whatnot. And I ran around the house. Now, we've always had a two-story house now. Like, every house we've been in, yeah, we've had, if you've listened to my episode with my sister, we were bougie. Sure, certainly. We get it now. We didn't know before, but we get it now. You know, always had 2.5 baths, and everybody's like, "What the fuck is a half bath?" If you listen to my conversation with Gigi. She was like, what the fuck is a half bath? Oh, it's when you don't have a shower and it's just a toilet and a sink. But yeah, so we fucking bougie. We always had two stories and shit. So I think I like took something from him, or I slapped the shit out of his ear or something while he was doing something, and then I took the fuck off. I was like, pap, took the fuck off, and I was gone. I ran down the stairs, and I ran around the island in the kitchen, ran around that bench, and I ran around the den, the dining room, and the entertainment room. Boom, ran, and then I went into the family room, right? I went to the family room and jumped over the sectional sofa, the L-shaped sofa. I jumped over that bitch, and I think I was gone. I was gone, so he couldn't catch me. So he was like, man, fuck that. So as I jumped over the sofa, this motherfucker, my brother, Kevin Smith, he decided to take a tuna can. All right? Now, we weren't all malicious or nothing like that. Motherfucker we done some shit to where we got, you know, we got fucked up, but we weren't always trying to like inflict real pain on one another. I remember that motherfucker told me he could make me disappear one day, and he was going to take the satellite dish and make that motherfucker hit me in the face when it turned, because it was like the first, you know, y'all remember when them big ass satellite dishes, the big ones before the satellite dishes became small, remember when satellite was a thing? Is it still a thing? I don't know if it's still a thing or not. But nigga, everybody's going digital now. But when satellite was a thing, before it became a thing, we've always had upgraded shit. So like, we had a dish in our backyard, a huge dish that took up so much fucking space. This was ridiculous. Like, why was that a thing? Why would you buy? Oh my god! I wonder if that dish is still back there. That thing was so big, just a huge fucking satellite dish, like a big satellite dish. Like you can put a family inside of this bowl of this dish. Do y'all remember this? Please, motherfuckers, y'all need to listen to this shit, because this was back then. This was the 90s. All right, motherfuckers had satellite dishes in their backyard. Oh my god! And not everybody. Not everybody. Only the bougie families. Only the bougie ones. But a whole satellite dish. Like, you can see this dish from space. That's how big these dishes were. And he was going to put me in the back. And he was like, I'm going to make you disappear. And he was going to try to make that satellite dish hit me in the face. But he couldn't find the proper channel to put it on for it to come down and swing and hit me in the face. So I gave up and he gave up. He just left me standing out there. And I was like, bitch, I didn't disappear. He used to do some fucked up shit to me. But I got him. Slapped that nigga in the ear. Fucking ran around the house. Jumped over the fucking sectional sofa. And he took a tuna can. He took this fucking tuna can. Now, he didn't hum that motherfucker. What he did was, he like fucking basketball rainbow shot lobbed this bitch. And like, as I jumped over the sectional sofa, like, I tried to tuck into the corner of the sofa and hide. And when I tucked in to try to hide, nigga, that tuna can came with the perfect arch, right? Straight over the fucking sofa. And it looked like that bitch curved hooked back on me. And boop, hit me on top of my fucking head. Directly on top of my head, like close to the temple area. Fuck me up. Now, if you're thinking, oh, nigga just hit you in the head with a tuna can. No. It didn't just end there. It wasn't just a hit on the head with a tuna can. This shit fucked me up for real, okay? Like, after I got hit on the top of his head with a tuna can, for the next 2.5 to 3 years, I acquired a tic. Do y'all understand what a tic is? A tic is like a form of Tourette's. Okay, I acquired a tic for at least 2.5 to 3 years where I would uncontrollably shake my head no. Oh my God, it was so horrible. Like, I wouldn't know I was doing it. Like, sometimes it'll still happen now, but like before, especially before I would go to school or when school would start, like it would really start back up and people were like, Kyle, stop. I'm like, stop what? Like, stop shaking your head. I'm like, I don't know that I'm doing that. Like, It's a tick. I can't help it. Like, it never went away until I really focused on it. Oh my God, he fucked me up. Like, that shit was wild. When I think about it now, that shit was wild. Okay? Like, but, I mean, that was, he didn't know. He didn't know that shit was going to happen. I probably shouldn't have slapped him in his fucking ear. So, but, you know, if you can ask my friends. You can ask my brother. If once y'all hear this, ask that nigga. Ask that nigga what the fuck, what happened? Nigga, I had a tick. I had a tick for at least 3 years. Almost 3 years. It was for a very long time. You could ask my sister. You could ask my dad. they had to take me to the shrink and shit or whatever. I don't know. I got taken to something to get it diagnosed. It's like, oh, he's got a tick. And I would legitimately, like, you could see me legitimately shake my head. Like, not a hard no, just like a, you know how when you get scared and you jerk a little bit, or if you thought you saw something, you like, huh, shit like that? Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was one of those. Like, I don't even think kids get ticks anymore. But it was a form of Tourette's or something like that. And bloop, fucked me up. Yeah. Good times. Good times with my brother. This is another story. Not as bad as, yeah, kind of bad. I remember I sprained my neck one time, and he swears to fucking God that he didn't tell me to do this. And I swear this is what he told me to do. All right? Now, we used to flip. We used to flip all the time. We used to flip off of trampolines. We used to flip off of walls. We used to flip off of houses. This is why I tumble like I do. I don't do crazy shit like this no more. Ooh, I've lived a life. Y'all don't know. Y'all definitely don't know. But we used to live back in the 90s. Like, we didn't have all this TV and shit. I mean, we had TV and games, but, like, there was only so much. And we'd go outside and play. Monday, on Monday Night Raw, we'd all have to go inside. The kids would go inside or you get powerbombed, all right? The big kids would go around and just powerbomb you in the grass because it was Monday Night Raw. Like, yeah, we wrestle over here. And if you get caught, bitch, all y'all getting powerbombed. And then powerbombed, the razor's edge, never fun, all right? Your children, nobody likes to land in fucking scorpion position. But, yeah. Nigga, we was jumping on a trampoline one day. My friends next door, Robert and Garrett. Garrett, Knack Photography. I check him out on goddamn on Instagram, man. He fucking he's Rasta now, nigga. I remember he used to be straight up gangster. And nigga, he went to Southeastern. Nigga, he was about that pistol play for a minute, and then he became Rasta. Like, straight up Rasta. And, like, now he takes pictures. And, y'all, his old lady, she does burlesque as well. And, nigga, everything kind of comes full circle. Nigga, we still, it's amazing how things worked out the way they did. It's just so cool. But, Robert and Garrett, they know about this as well. And, nigga, Robert, Garrett, they're the ones, their mama had a trampoline. You know, one of them exercise trampolines, the ones that you used to just jump on for exercise and shit. Well, his mama never used it, so we did. So we would take that trampoline, we would jump over bikes and shit. And remember when I asked my sister if she could flip? She was the one that used to flip like Sonic. Remember when Sonic used to jump off that little red thing and go, blah, that shit? She used to be able to do that and twist her legs in the air like fucking Chun Li and be able to flip over bikes and all that. Called aerials or whatnot, but she'd be dope. She's dope. She was dope with it. I don't think she could tumble anymore. She got kids. Her kids are 18. She has a child. Her child is 18. The girl. And yeah. So, like, motherfucker, it was. Yeah. So we all outside flipping and shit. And, you know, I'm the coldest one out there because I'm trying to live up to my brother's expectations and all that. And what he does, he's like, all right, Kyle, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go run, jump off the trampoline, right? And then before you hit the ground, I want you to dive, tuck, and roll. I'm like, all right, I got you. So when it was my turn, I go, I run, I jump off the trampoline. I get buku height. I get air, my nigga. I get buku air, nigga. And then into the grass, into the ground, I dive. And I'm supposed to tuck and roll. But instead of tucking and rolling, nigga, this ain't water. Like, there's no There's no diving into the ground like that, especially if you don't dive properly. I didn't know how to dive properly. We were just kids doing shit. So I jumped, got height, came straight down, boom, dove onto my neck, fucking rolled over, boom, came up, jumped the fuck out of it. I don't know what the hell happened, but I was fucked up from then. Like, I was really fucked up. Like, I got up, I was like, oh, man, yeah, did I do it? Was that cool? It was like, no, man, that wasn't, what the fuck did you just do? I was like, I tried to do it. He was like, man, whatever. And like, I was like, all right, whatever. I'll just get back in line and try it again, you know? So by the time it came up to my turn again, I was like, ah, I don't know if I could jump off this trampoline anymore. I don't really feel good. So I remember after I dived and I rolled, I came up and my neck jerked like a motherfucker and I bit my tongue and I was like, well, that doesn't feel right. That didn't feel right at all. Yeah, so so I went home and I went laid on the sofa and I went watch TV for the rest of the night because I was like, I don't want to play anymore. Like, my neck hurts. And I had to go to school the next day. And this is the honest to God truth. Like, this is documented now. And I really do hope that people listen to this just so they can understand how my childhood was. I had an amazing childhood, and I wouldn't take any of it back, okay? But I woke up the next morning, and I could not move. I couldn't move. I couldn't get up. My neck was stiff as shit. I'm like, and I called for my stepmom. I was like, Marla, oh my God. I was like, oh shit, my neck hurts. And I was like, there's no faking. We don't, no, my parents, my dad is one of those people who's like, I'm not taking you to the doctor. Don't fuck yourself up because I'm not taking you to the hospital. And that was one of the things that he didn't do. But I understood that. That's why I don't go to the doctor now, which is a bad thing. You probably should go get checked up. Get checked up every now and then. But I didn't. I was like, man, fuck that. I'm not going to the doctor. And this time I had to go to the doctor. I had to go to the hospital because I couldn't turn my neck. I couldn't move. You know how when you get a crook in your neck and you can't really move to one side and it's like, oh, that shit hurt. Well, yeah, that felt like that pain was through my neck, my entire neck and my whole body. Like, nigga, I felt like one of the monsters from Little Monsters, you know, the one that had no neck and he just had to turn. I felt like Batman with a cowl on, the first Batman where he couldn't really look up and shit. Yeah. So basically what happened was motherfucker sprained their neck. You ever met a motherfucker that sprained their neck? Nigga, I sprained my neck. Sprained it. Like, I ain't never know you could sprain your neck. Sprain that motherfucker. Like, my neck was so fucked up and I think I'm like 7 years old. How old was I? I might have been older than that. No. What grade are you in the fourth grade, fifth grade? I was young. I was very young. I might have been like 10 or 11 or something like that. And I sprained my neck. Sprained that motherfucker. To where I had to go to school with a goddamn neck brace on. You know how embarrassing that is? You ever wore a neck brace before? Anybody ever wore a neck brace before? A neck brace at the age of 11? Are you serious? And then the school that I went to St. Rosalie, okay? St. Rosalie. Nigga, this is a school where all the kids, they line up in the front from pre-K all the way up into the highest grade that they have. And I was in the highest grade. So understand that I had to go to school with a fucking white neck brace on because I sprained my neck. And I had to walk in front of the entire school in assembly in the morning. In assembly. We got there early because my daddy, you know, he had to go to work early. So you got to drop us off at before care. And then we had to stay in after care. And I had to go to work. I had to go to school with a goddamn white neck brace on. This neck brace don't even fit no more. I don't even know where it's at, but I'm pretty sure I still got it. And You know how many times you get asked, what is that on your neck and why do you have it? Oh, I had to explain this story so many times to so many people. And I had to tell my teacher. I had to tell my teacher what the fuck was going on. And she was like, don't take your neck brace off, Kyle. You know how the African chicks that wear the little chains around their neck and they stretch their neck and shit? You know, if they take their neck off, they're going to die because their neck will break. They need their neck to be supported. You know, if I'd have took that neck brace off, my neck would have fucking broke. It probably wouldn't have, but I did take it off from time to time. And I was like, oh, that shit hurt. Like, I was in pain. Like, I had to wear a neck brace. I forgot how long I had to wear that thing for, but it was so embarrassing. I'm like fucking 8 or some shit like that. We're going to bounce around on these numbers of how old I was. But yeah. From this motherfucker saying, hey, swan dive into the dirt and fucking tuck and roll. He told me that. He just swear to God that he didn't tell me to do that shit. I swear he did. Fuck you, Kevin. You fucked my neck up. And you embarrassed me for a while. So, these are the stories that I have to live with, you know. And I know my homie Adam's probably listening. And Wayne, I know y'all probably listening. Yeah, y'all should talk about this on the next podcast. When this comes out, yeah, y'all are going to be like, what the fuck, Kevin? Yeah, man, that's big brothers though for you, man. I love my big brother, and I'm glad that I had a big brother, and I couldn't wait till I had a little brother so I could fuck him up too. But I didn't really fuck him up like that. He's actually pretty cool. He's a Mensa, so you know, it's amazing. It's amazing the things that I went through, and I'm surprised I'm not dead. And I'm surprised most kids from the 90s aren't dead. It just made us real strong. It made us real strong and durable. Like, yeah. I got a strong neck now, but boy, fucking to go to school with a goddamn white, all white neck brace on, shit, it was terrible. That was goddamn terrible. I was very upset. Let me see what age you are in the third and fourth grade. What age are you in the third? Well, in the fourth grade. Nine. I was 9. Yo. Come on, son. Nigga. I'm 9. I'm in that age. I'm not even in the 2 digits yet. And he sprained his goddamn neck. I fell out of a tree one time from 2 stories high playing catch one, catch them all. That's when you catch one person, that person has to help you catch everybody else. And then the next person that you get, they're on that team to help you catch everybody else. Nigga ball, when you play in the street, it's kind of like stick ball, but it's nigga ball. And then pop flies, you catch street pop flies, and you get to be the batter, and you bat until, you know, fucking you get out. And tip to the pitcher, tip to the catcher. If the catcher catches, if you tip it, or if the pitcher catches it when you hit it and it's a pop fly, boom, you ain't batting no more. It's kind of like cricket almost, or a cool can and shit like that. Man, the 90s was amazing. Just if you want to talk about the 90s and if you want to talk about the things that we played in the 90s, Chinese checkers, nigga, Chinese cuts. What? I just. We need to have a memory lane of just 90s, all 90s. Good times, man. Good times. But yeah, thanks for listening to my stories. Like this is for real. This all happened. All that shit. Yeah. Good motherfucking times. Love my brothers. Love my sister. Love my family. We had fun. Growing up, I mean, my sister threw me across the hall one day. I don't know why. We beefed hard, and like we had an upstairs hallway that was pretty long, okay. And she tossed me across the entire hallway. I don't know what I did or why she was that mad, but she picked me up and threw me, and my feet didn't touch the ground until I hit the other end of the wall. Yeah, she was mad. I'd have to ask her. She don't remember none of that. But anyway. All right. Sweater. God, my nigga. Now, it's that time, everybody. It's that time. How you feeling? Is it a little chilly? Are you a little cold? You probably need to get your sweater on, because next up is Sweater God, man. Sweater God, Sweater God, Sweater God, Sweater God, son. I Sweater God, Sweater God. Sweater God, my nigga. First topic on the Sweater God, man. First fact on the Sweater God. Sweater God, first fact. Sweater God, son. All right, I Sweater God. Recycling one glass jar saves enough energy to watch TV for 3 hours. Man, I wish I'd have known that back then. We used to watch a lot of TV. Well, kind of, sort of. Like, once the streetlights came on, you still had time to, like, do other things. And TV was one of them. So recycling one glass jar saves enough energy to watch 3 hours of TV. Swear to God, my nigga. Swear to God. Ain't that nice? That's awesome. After the premiere of 16 and Pregnant, teen pregnancy rates dropped. Swear to God. Now, Sweet 16. I hated 16 and Pregnant. I was like, why the fuck are we glorifying this shit? Why the fuck are we showing this shit? Good thing. Good thing that we did show that shit. Just because, look what happened. Teen pregnancy rates dropped because it was like, oh, that's not fun. I don't want to go through that. That don't look like love. Fuck no, it ain't love. Y'all are 16. You don't know what the fuck love is yet. You ain't gonna find out what love is until you like 23, maybe. Maybe. And then you still ain't gonna be developed. Understand that your brain does not develop to the age of 25, okay? Understand that. That's when things start to switch over. And for dudes, it comes a little later. It comes a little later. So 25 might not be your fucking key age for that brain to switch over. I tell this to everybody. Just like Baby Geniuses. If y'all ever watch Baby Geniuses, when they turn 3, they don't know the secrets of the universe no more. They forget the secrets of the universe. That's around the age that when they begin to talk and they begin to actually understand. Yeah. So at the age of 25, that's when your brain turns over and that's when your brain is fully developed. Supposedly, depending on your age or whatnot. Some girls, they mature a lot older. But around that age, brain fully developed. And that's when you start to realize and you become an adult. That's like when Adam and Eve were in the garden and they ate the apple and it was like, oh shit, I got a dick now. I'm naked. I got to cover this up. Yeah, it's kind of like that. It's kind of like you getting the full knowledge of the good and evil. Yeah, brain developed. Huh. Facebook, swear to God, son. Swear to God. Swear to God, my nigga. Facebook, IG, Twitter are banned in China. Of course. They don't really need all that bullshit. Why would they? I really need to get some different contacts because these keep giving me eye woogies and it feels like my contact flips on my eye and shit. I don't like it. I definitely don't like it. It bothers me during the day. I need to probably switch over from AccuView to some other type of shit because these are fucking with me. I don't like the mucus that builds up in the corners of my eyes. I don't have enough mucus that builds up in the corner of my eyes that I can scrape it out with my pinky nail and fill the entire pinky nail. It's like a booger. Eye boogers. But, you know, it's satisfying when I get them out of there. You know the little squiggly lines that you get on your eyes? The little mucus shit. That's what that is. It's a little mucus. And it's like blowing my nose through my eyeballs, basically. And it's lots of mucus that comes out, and it's so much. I've heard that if you take that and you set it to the side, it'll crystallize. But I've never done it, and it's so icky. It's gross. It does get hard from time. The eye crust, that shit. 95. Swear to God, okay? Swear to God, motherfuckers. Swear to God. 95% of people text things they could never say in person. Swear to God. Yeah, I know. I mean, when text messaging first came out, like, that's how many friends got so much pussy from text messaging because it would be shit that they would never say to a chick in her face, but they could do it through text. And I remember my people never got me a phone. My auntie got me a phone for my first phone because my parents was like, no, we ain't getting you no phone. You don't need no phone. What you need a phone for? I was like, so y'all can call me and shit. And when beepers came out, motherfuckers was like, can we get beepers? Like, nah, what you a drug dealer? What you a, you're the only person I know with beepers are drug dealers and doctors, and you're not a doctor. So what you doing? It's like, damn it, daddy. But yeah. So I was on a family plan with my auntie, and she gave me a phone, but we didn't have text messaging. I couldn't text message. You don't have free text. Remember when text messaging and shit wasn't free? You had to pay for the minutes and all that? Yeah, I couldn't text at all. Like, she would call me. Who are you texting? Why you? We don't have text messaging, baby. You can't be texting. It's like, damn, all that shit free now. It's weird. It's weird. Y'all kids that's probably listening to this, y'all don't even know that shit. Y'all even know that, you know, motherfucker, you could only call certain people that had your type of phone plan for free. Everybody else, like, feels if you was Sprint and she was Verizon, y'all couldn't talk for free. But if you was Sprint and she was Sprint, y'all could talk for free all night. Remember when minutes became free after 9? Nigga, 9 minutes is all free. You don't even worry about minutes no more. Please come talk to me, people. Oh, we can go reminisce about the 90s now. Oh my God, I can't wait till this one comes out. This one's gonna be a good one. I hope not gonna jinx nothing. Swear to God, my nigga. Swear to God, son. Swear to God. It's a little chilly in here. Swear to God. Boom. Cardigan. Button up. Honeybees can recognize human faces. Swear to God. Get out of here, son. Swear to God, son. For real. Swear to God, my nigga. For real, son. Are you serious? Bet. Nigga, bet. What? Swear to God. Honeybees can recognize human faces. Ain't that some shit? So, The Secret Life of Bees, or just a bee movie? Seinfeld's a bee movie? Was that Seinfeld, that movie? Yeah. A bee movie is something else. You need to watch a bee movie. Like, it is really informative. And bees are something else. Like, if all the bees died, like, we might run out of oxygen. Some shit like that. Because bees pollinate the trees, and trees give off carbon dioxide, and we breathe in carbon monoxide, and we give out carbon dioxide, and the breeze taking the carbon dioxide, and trees taking the carbon dioxide. All that shit. Nigga, if the honeybees weren't here to pollinate, nigga, the humans would die. Look it up. Swear to God. Swear to God, son. I swear to God. Oh, swear to God, my nigga, this is interesting. A small child, swear to God, a small child could swim through the veins of a blue whale. Swear to God, a small child. You know how big the veins of a blue whale's got to be for a small child to swim through? Like, my size child, a child that, if I made a child that, not nowadays, because I'm pretty sure children nowadays are fucking big as shit. No, not even pretty sure, they are. Children nowadays are big as shit. But a small child, if I gave birth to a child, it would be a tiny child. And it would be able to swim through the veins of a blue whale. Swear to God, my nigga. swear to God, all right? Last one here, and then we're going. Swear to God. Pirates wore earrings because they believed it improved their eyesight. Swear to God. Like the Somalian pirates? No, not those. Like back in the day. Like, I don't even think they believed that. They were just high off of other shit. But swear to God, pirates believed that they wore earrings, they improved their eyesight. And also, Sinbad wore earrings because it was supposed to improve his stand-up and joke writing. Apparently. No. But yeah, that didn't go as I planned. But that was a shot at Sinbad. Take that, Sinbad. Sinbad was awesome. Blank Check, he was the shit. Yeah. Swear to God, my nigga. Swear to God. Hey, but come on, man. Boom. Like, subscribe. Fucking send me an email. Hit the links. Thank y'all for listening, goddammit. Thank y'all for being here. Thank y'all for being so diligent. Say your affirmations. Stay positive. Manifest and meditate. I'm going to write that down because I need to make shirts and shit. And I need to work on things. Manifest and meditate. Manifest and meditate. Maniacal Menace. MM. I should do a whole bunch of MM shits. MM. Meditate. Medicaid. Manifest, meditate, medicate. Manifest, meditate, medicate. Medicate. MMM. There we go. Yeah, I'm gonna make shirts like that. Manifest, meditate, medicate. Shirts, shirt ideas. I need to put that on the whiteboard. Squeegee, squeegee. Underline. Hey, people in the UK and overseas and all that. Thank y'all for listening. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Love you guys. Say your affirmations. You are amazing. Make sure you keep writing. Don't stop writing, man. These dreams aren't going to stop. You know, you got to keep pushing. It's not going to happen tomorrow. Understand that. It doesn't happen tomorrow. Just keep on doing what you're doing, man. Document yourself. Document it. Just put it out there. It doesn't matter if it's good or if it's not, but I do like to work on my shit to where it is decent. I don't like to just put out shitty crap. So, yeah, like, get out there. Like, make sure you have a resume. This is my resume. Like, I do this. This is what I do. This is what I've been doing. And I'll probably start doing these whenever I get my apartment, which will be pretty soon. Manifesting it, speaking it into existence. Yes, I'm gonna start videoing these podcasts just so I can go live for some shit. Check out my Nowcast. Nowcast, I'm gonna do a couple of Nowcasts and shit. I'll sprinkle them in between them. So, thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for being there, man. This has been Tell Me a Joke, the guideline of chasing the dream. I am your host of Maniacal Minutes, Kyle Smith. Say it like a whole thing, like the pimp named Slickback. And I'm out.